From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgian police are searching for a third suspect in Tuesday's triple terror bombings at the Brussels airport and a subway station that killed at least 34 and wounded more than 200. At least two others were believed to have been suicide bombers. Islamic State has claimed responsibility.
Nous voulons tout mettre en œuvre pour réussir.
Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said everything is being done to return life in the country to normal. He said freedom was hit in the heart in Brussels. President Obama, delivering remarks to the Cuban people in Havana Tuesday, denounced the attacks.
We will do whatever is necessary to support our friend and ally Belgium in bringing to justice those who are responsible. And this is yet another reminder that the world must unite in fighting against the scourge of terrorism.
At least nine Americans are among the wounded in Geneva as he shuttled between Syrian delegations in proximity peace talks. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura said the Brussels attack underscores the urgency to end the Syrian conflict.
The message we are drawing out of it, we need to extinguish the fire of war in Syria. We need to find a political solution.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is off to Moscow and talks with Russian officials about both Syria and Ukraine. The trip follows Moscow's surprise announcement of a partial withdrawal from Syria. A senior Burundian army officer who was an ally of President Pierre Nkurunziza was shot dead in the capital Bujumbura Tuesday. Lieutenant Colonel Darius Ikurakura was shot at the defense ministry by an unknown assailant. Sporadic violence has plagued the country since Mr. Nkurunziza announced a year ago his intention to seek a controversial third term. This is VOA News.